morning. Today, we're going to talk about fitness and your teenager. Young people who engage in sports and exercise tend to stay active and healthy throughout their lives. That's why it's important that you encourage your 13 to 18-year-olds to participate in physical activities, either alone or with a group. Such things will boost their self-confidence, provide opportunities for social interaction, and offer them a chance to have fun. Physical activities tend to decline during the teen years. Studies show that teens on average spend more than 6 hours a day on various media, whether it's watching TV, listening to music, surfing online, or playing video games. It's not surprising that teens can't seem to find the time to exercise, and many parents can't motivate them to be active. Given the opportunity and interest, teens can reap health benefits from almost any activity they enjoy, whether skateboarding, rollerblading, yoga, swimming, dancing, or just kicking a hacky sack around the driveway. Data from a national survey of adolescents' health, their findings were compared with participants whose main activities were watching TV or playing video games, those reporting five or more weekly physical activity sessions had 10 advantages. Here were the advantages. They were less likely to have sex, including sex without birth control. They were less likely to smoke cigarettes. They were less likely to get drunk or drive while drunk. They were less likely to use drugs other than marijuana. They were less likely to be absent from school. They were less likely not to wear a seatbelt. They were less likely not to have low self-esteem. They were more likely to get A's in math and science. They were more likely to sleep at least 8 hours per night. And finally, they were more likely to do housework and have summer jobs outside of the home. Whatever they choose to do, it is recommended that teens get at least 1 hour of physical activity on most, if not all, days of the week. Encourage your teenager to work physical activities into their daily routine. Whether that means walking to school, doing labor-intensive chores around the house or yard, or finding an active part-time job. They can become camp counselors, restaurant servers, or assistant coaches for youth sport teams. Any job that comes with a chance to be active will both keep your teen on their feet and teach them a little bit about financial responsibility in the process. Parents should try and give their teens control over how they decide to be physically active. Teenagers are in the process of defining themselves as individuals and want power over how to make their own decisions. As a parent, it's important that you emphasize it's not what they do. They just need to be physically active on a regular basis. Once they get started, many teens enjoy the feeling of reduced stress and increased strength and energy they get from exercise. From my experience as a trainer, I have noticed that when the parents of teens are active, the teens themselves tend to be more active. Here are a couple of examples of what I mean. One family that I train, both parents run and strength train several times per week. So do their children. The oldest daughter ran cross country at a local university. Another family that I work with, the son is a freshman in college and is in a fraternity. But rather than drink and eat pizza every day, these guys get together, do P90X, encourage each other to eat better foods, and they study together. I contribute this to good examples set by their parents in both cases. So turn off the TV, put down the cell phone, and get moving. This is Kelvin Thomas with your weekly fitness training tip on KSER.